Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. The New England IPA is the hottest thing going in craft beer these days and has been for at least the last year or more. Also called Hazy IPA, it's now an officially recognized style. Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings.
I guess if you're going to put a point of reference, we're going to put a flag in the sand, Heady Topper. Well, one of the originators, and they definitely can make a strong argument that they invented this style, or maybe not invented it, but probably at least popularized and made it a discussion point today, the reason we're talking about it. So what is it? It's a it's an IPA. I mean, it's an American version of an India pale ale. The footnotes on that just mean that it's going to have an ale yeast and it's going to be hoppy. That at least gets you into the right category. And now there's a lot of specifics about a New England style IPA. One of the things that you'll probably notice first and most visually is that it's hazy, it's cloudy, sometimes even murky. Sometimes it looks like orange juice. And this has been actually an interesting debate within the brewer community as well on whether a IPA that has, or a beer that has that much cloud in it is actually well produced. And the reason this beer has that much cloud is the hops that they add to it. Hops actually form a lot of haze, and there's so many hops added to these beers. Some of those beers still might have hops floating around in them.
And these beers are unfiltered to maintain the aroma and flavor. Tons of hops, but hops used in a different way. They are not used to bitter the beer.
The one that we made has about 4 or 5 times the amount of hops that we normally put in stuff. Now, people immediately say, that will sound bitter. That sounds terrible. I associate the words with hops, with just that really sharp, bitter flavor. The thing about this beer is that none of those hops, or an absolute minimal amount of those hops, are actually added into the boil long enough to produce those bittering agents. These hops are added right at the end. They're added into the dry hop. That means after the beer is finished. And that's where you get a lot of the haze. So why do we add hops so late if we're not going for the bitterness quality? We're adding hops so late so that you get the pure aroma quality. So very floral. The word that people often use, and probably correctly, is juicy, an explosion of flavor.
The style is defined by its low bitterness, its juiciness, its aroma, and how the beer feels in the mouth.
It can be and is allowed to be hazy, it has to be juicy, and it has to be a really soft mouthfeel. Think almost like sometimes like a stout. That's the style. It's different than a lot of the other IPAs.
The beers usually have oats or wheat or both included in the grain bill, which helps soften the mouthfeel and adds to the haze as well. More Beer Untapped and the Hazy IPA coming right up.
And before we caught sight of the brewery proper, we came to a line of cars 7 miles long, and each one in search of the old Heady Topper. A line of crusaders just creeping along.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss the New England or Hazy Style IPA. Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings is one in the works as part of their Pub Keep series. Some brewers have resisted these beers because of the way they look.
So there is a great debate on whether or not brewers should accept a style that's this hazy and this far from what would be considered a well-established, well-done, clear beer. It's a great debate because brewers, if you look 10 years ago, they didn't adhere to any of the German style recipes or any of the German principles. You know, the craft brewers for 10 to 15 years ago, even 20 years ago, kind of pulled the gloves off and said, this is how we're going to make beer because this is how we want beer.
In addition, they're expensive to make.
So what makes this a commercial monster to brew is that the amount of hops that it takes to brew not only is expensive for the hops, but also sucks a lot of the beer up into it, gives you less volume, gives you less finished product. But why do we use that many hops? You know, hops don't follow a linear scale. There is a point, a tipping point, where you have to add way more hops and it kind of levels out, and you still want those big juicy flavors. So in many times you have to double, triple, quadruple the hops just to get it to move, just to get that flavor to move.
They've become so popular, at least in part, I think, because they are so accessible. Not bitter, very juicy, lots of tropical fruit aromas and flavors, What's not to like, right? And there are some examples available locally. Pseudo Sue from Toppling Goliath, really an early version with a fair amount of bitterness. Recently, Sierra Nevada has put out Hazy Little Thing, while New Belgium has their Voodoo Ranger Juicy Haze IPA. Also look for examples from Fair State Brewing out of the Twin Cities, and Wood Grain in Sioux Falls often has tasty examples of the Hazy IPA on tap. One note, it's vital to drink these babies fresh. First, dry hop beers, always better, as fresh as possible. Plus, hazy IPAs cut way down on bittering hops, which also serve double duty as a preservative.
Hardly any hops in the boil, because we're not looking for the bittering component. What this beer ends up coming out is a really green, fresh, and in many cases, volatile beer. It needs to be consumed quickly. That's why we're releasing this beer for this summer. This beer will come out in conjunction with the Downtown at Sundown Music Festival, and it should be gone, you know, within probably a couple weeks, 3 or 4 weeks of us releasing it.
It'll go quick, and they should go quick.
And then maybe we'll do it again next year. But this is it's an interesting beer. I would say it is more fragile and more hard to brew in some elements than even a Russian Imperial Stout. Russian Imperial Stout has a lot of, they're still great, but they have a lot of forgiveness in tank time and how you handle them. Whereas these New England IPAs they're finicky.
Look for Wooden Lake's take on the New England style IPA on tap soon at the pub. Its name, Beetlejuice. It's the beer of pub keep Chris Beetles. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.